keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Go for the moon.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold.
All right, 18 after on a free-for-all Friday. You can still sneak a phone call in at 888-900-9966. Akash Togli here from Americans for Prosperity. He is the director of policy. Akash, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back on.
So what about this bold plan to unrig the economy, as you say? Unrig the economy how?
Yeah, so we're really, really encouraged with the framework that got released this week. And what we mean by unrig the economy is a tax code that, after this tax reform plan passes, will be fair, it will be equitable, it will be neutral, predictable, it won't have any new tax burdens. And what that will mean is that we get rid of the special interest carve-outs, exemptions, deductions, and really move in a pro-growth direction that treats more Americans fairly.
I learned something when this framework came out that I was previously unaware of, but you, being as smart as you are, probably knew all about it, and that is these perks that have been in place for states like New York and California, Connecticut and New Jersey since 1913, where those states, the high-income earners there, could write off their state income taxes, could write off their local income taxes, off their federal. We're talking about trillions of dollars over a 10-year period at today's rates. I mean, big money. We don't get that break.
It's about $1.5 trillion, and it is exactly as outrageous as it sounds, which is basically a wealth transfer from poorer low-tax states to wealthier high-tax states, so that you have taxpayers in Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Alaska underwriting high taxes in states like California, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
Well, you know, I'd never heard of that. Of course, the problem is that I've already seen Republicans from New York and California joining with Democrats to say, we can't pass this. It'll hurt us. Well, you know, we can't. Well, of course it's going to hurt you, but think about what it's done for us for 104 years.
That's exactly right. And I think what we have to do is, with taxpayers, with grassroots activists in those states in particular, have to do is bring the pressure and let them know that this is a pro-growth tax plan. And at the end of the day, it's going to move our country, it's going to move their states in a better direction towards more jobs, higher wages. And so it really is worth getting rid of that deduction. It's unnecessary to begin with. Move the tax code as a whole in the right direction.
And here's something that was straightened out for me quite well yesterday, and I'm glad it was, because the narrative on the left right now is that, yeah, you've gone from seven levels of taxation, seven tiers, to just three tax brackets. And they said, but the problem is that lower tax bracket went from 10% to 12%, and so you're increasing the tax on low. Actually, that's not true. The 10% bracket went to zero. The 10% bracket went to zero. Is that not right? I mean, the 10% bracket disappeared. It went to zero, and 25 went to 12, and 35 went to 25, and 39.6 went to 35. The fact of the matter is the 10% bracket went down and disappeared. It didn't. It did not go up.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think we'll wait to hear where the rates themselves kick in terms of income level. But what's worth pointing out there is that moving that bracket from 10 to 12 with the doubling of the standard deduction doubles under the framework laid out yesterday, which means there will actually be more people who do not pay income tax. And for people who do pay income tax at that lower level, it's actually creating an incentive for them to earn more to move into that
tax
bracket, essentially.
But you just said it again, Akash. The 10% bracket did not go up to 12. The 10% bracket went to zero. And the 25% bracket went to 12. And you'll find that when you see the income levels that are associated with each bracket. It's the left is trying to tell people, oh, the lower bracket went up. That's not true. It's not accurate. In fact, it's a complete lie.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So where do we go from here? Because the problem that I see is the United States Senate has been unwilling and unable to do anything properly so far. Do we expect that they can get tax reform right?
You know, we do. We're pretty optimistic about it. And I think part of the reason is that there are two things that make it a little bit different, I think, than healthcare, which people are comparing it to, which is, one, from the very beginning, all the major players, House, Senate leadership, the White House, the relevant committees, they've all been pointing towards the same North Star on tax reform. They all have the same goals in mind. That was never really the case in healthcare. You had, moderates being pretty much dishonest that they didn't want to touch Medicaid, they didn't want to do this, want to do that. That's not as much the case in tax reform. Everyone has the same goals in mind as far as reform. The second point being that, you know, you have things like the state and local tax deduction that actually present more of a barrier in the House than they do in the Senate. And so if those things work themselves out in the House and this gets to the floor in the House, it'll pass, and I think it'll actually be a relatively easy lift in the Senate, so long as we work out the kinks and the details, you know, long before it's scheduled for a vote, unlike what happened.
You know, it concerns me, though, because I look at people like, well, John McCain, frankly, who I feel is not working in the best interest of the American people, but working off bitterness, it seems like. It just seems the man's bitter and he'll do anything to stand in the way. I don't know about people like Murkowski or Collins or even Jeff Flake or Ben Sasse, who seem that their drive is more focused on trying to stand away in the way of Donald Trump just for that reason alone.
You know, I certainly hope that that's not the case. You know, you mentioned, you know, Lisa Murkowski. Her state has no sales tax and no income tax. You talk about states that are underwriting the state and local tax deduction. There are a lot of middle-class folks in Alaska who would rather not be paying for people in California, you know, to have their high-tax system there for wealthy people. And I'm fairly confident with Senator Blake and Senator McCain, Senator Sasse that you mentioned, not least because, as you know, Jeff Flake is up for re-election next year. He's underwater right now. This, quite literally, and Americans with Prosperity, we're making this message clear to Republican members of Congress. We had our state directors from all over the country on the Hill with their delegations this week that there are political careers at stake in the failure to reform the tax code. We made that perfectly clear that there are political careers on the line if they don't get this done.
That's right. And you know, Jeff Flake is an easy one to target because of his behavior. And I'm sure we'll get a lot of time to talk about this, though, Akash. We got to run for today, but we'll sort it out as the process continues. Always appreciate your input.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
Akash Choguli here, everybody. Americans for Prosperity says it's a good start. Let's get it done. Let's get it through the U.S. Senate. Let's make something happen around here. It's the Steve Rivers Show.